I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
While you're here, of course, you're going to indulge in all the different food treats at the state fair. Everyone does. That's why you come to the fair, right? And we've got the director of concessions at the State Fair of Texas, Melanie Lanier. She's with us right now on KRLD. Melanie, you down there?
I'm here.
She's sitting down. She sat down. She was tired of waiting.
Say, come on, guys. Get to me now.
Melanie, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you guys doing this morning?
We're fine. We're great. The weather's cool, and we got five more days of the fair. And to tell us about the food this year. What are the most popular items? I'm sure corny dogs got to be at the top.
Corny dogs are always at the top.
Number one?
Cotton candy bacon.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah. So have you guys not had the cotton candy?
Oh, yeah. We've had a lot of it.
So you have had your share of cotton candy bacon.
I think he got like five strips of that stuff. Took it home.
Well, you have five more days to get five more strips.
Yeah, one a day, man. You can make it.
So, and that was one of the winners in the Big Tex Award.
That was one of the winners, yes. Actually, it was best taste sweet, not savory, but sweet. So we went on the sweet end with the cotton candy bacon.
How many applications do you get a year from people who want to sell their foods at the state fair?
Over 200. This year we had 254.
Really?
Yeah.
And how many made the cut?
Seven.
Wow. Boy, you are slick.
You're rough.
But you have to understand that was seven new vendors. That doesn't include, like, the
ones that were here the previous year.
Yeah, but seven made the cut. And believe it or not, when we get those applications, a lot of them are actually repeat products, you know? Yeah. So when we look through those applications, we're looking for something new, something different, something creative. So seven made the cut.
All right, so how are things going so far? Is everyone spending money this year at the State Fair on these concessions?
We're happy. That's all I can
tell you. She's got a big smile on her face when she says
that. We're running through, you know, our closing week. You know, as we count down, we're 5 days out from actually closing, and it does start to pick up in intensity. So if you haven't made it here, you have 5 days to get here.
Do the vendors get to set the price?
Yes, they set their own pricing.
Okay. All right. And tell us about the charitable aspect of this.
Now, you know, our mission, you know, we celebrate all things Texan. We promote agriculture, education, and community involvement through quality entertainment in a family-friendly environment. And so for us, this is our biggest fundraiser because everything we make here at the State Fair goes back into the community. We support scholarship programs, our Big Tex Urban Forum. You know, if you're not familiar with our Urban Forum, we feed a lot of people in the community.
We talked to the guy yesterday. He was awesome.
Yeah. So, you know, our mission is to give back to the community. And so the proceeds of everything we make goes back into our community and to support Fair Park.
As director of concessions, do you do a lot of sampling? Is there a little quality control?
Well, I don't, but we have testers. We have a lot of testers in the office. I do, you know, with some of the products, but to get a better feedback, we have most of the staff do a lot of the testing for us.
What's your favorite? Out of everything at the fair this year, what's at the top of Melanie's list?
The Texas pastrami.
Oh, mentioned
Texas
that.
Texas pastrami, yes.
Ooh, I got to try that.
Yeah, it's Smokey John's barbecue.
It's a sandwich, right?
Yeah, it's a sandwich. The whole sandwich is literally over a pound of pastrami.
Oh.
You can get a whole sandwich or a half a sandwich, but it comes as a basket with fries and with pickles. And so,
good Lord, that'll last you a week.
Look, a half a sandwich will feed two people, but it is a really, really, really good product. And it's a new product. So,
what's the most popular thing besides food that has been selling? Is there one item?
The Howdy bag. It's a clear plastic bag that has Howdy on it. He was admiring my purse.
Yeah.
And it's been our biggest seller as far as, you know, our souvenir items. When you see Howdy, you're going to always think of Big Tex.
Oh,
you know, so it's kind of it goes hand in hand with our 10-year mission.
And you got one on you right now.
To be the most Texan place on earth. So when you see that word howdy, you're going to always think about Big Tex.
You got a howdy purse and a Big Tex sweatshirt.
Big Tex shirt.
That just doesn't get more Texan than that.
I'm representing.
You are.
Melanie, thank you so much for stopping by. It's been a lot of fun. Director of Concessions at the State Fair, Melanie Lanier, with us on KRLD.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.